of Advanced Organics.
Numbers. We have some new poll numbers. We're getting closer to the Iowa caucuses and then, of course, New Hampshire. Let the games begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're ready for the holidays. In fact, if you celebrate Hanukkah, you're a couple days into this, so you would have gotten a few presents anyway. Don't you like that concept every day, opening a present? Or does Christmas, from the present point of view, have it right, where you just dig into them all at once? Either way, happy, happy, happy to you and yours. I hope you get to spend it with some people that you care about. Kick back and chill. Just relax and just let your brain rest. Leave your cell phones and all the technology devices in the other room. But nothing worse than you look around, and I'm telling you, I saw this. You look around at a Thanksgiving meal, and 10 of the 13 people at the table have their heads down looking at their cell phone, playing a game, Words with Friends. Let's see. Farmville. Can I get that here? Yeah, crazy. Anyway, this hour is going to be jam-packed with a couple of things, including we can count. It is all about the numbers, after all. And every day I see numbers in a different light now. So we'll take you through that odyssey during that segment. Also, how it's heating up on the Republican side of things anyway, because with the Democrats, it's Obama. There's not really a challenge unless you consider the robocalling that somebody's doing for Hillary Clinton to run for president. Other than that little hiccup, nothing else is happening, and Obama's approval ratings, in fact, are actually on the rise, which is interesting, because is the tax mess playing into his hands or not? What is the perception about that, if anything, with extending the payroll tax cut? And what people forget is with the extension comes that question that nobody wants to hear in Washington. How are we paying for it anyway? And the answer is by ripping off Social Security. We're taking money from Social Security, I should say. So that's what I get for bagging on Social Security. Anyway, we'll talk more about that, some of the specifics of it, and also the fact that we had a couple of terrible, terrible days in the Middle East, including in Syria. Syria is just left out to dry because, you know what, you don't have any oil, so forget it. You're not on the list. We don't care. No oil, no can do. We're not going to help you. We can't go deep on that one. Forget about it. If you have lumps of coal to hand out to anyone, let me hear who it is. Who would you give a lump of coal to, be it in politics, sports, or any other walk of life, for that matter? Could be the entertainment business. I have a couple of people that I would give lumps of coal to in the business world and in sports and in politics, so we will lace that in to the conversation as well. But how about this? Starting off on another note, Eric Holder today talked about mortgage discrimination and countrywide. Seems that Bank of America, which is having a rough time of it, other than giving huge bonuses to their bankers, has to really pay the piper on this one. Take a listen.
Countrywide and its subsidiaries, which are now owned by the Bank of America, engaged in discriminatory mortgage lending practices against more than 200,000 qualified, and I want to stress that, 200,000 qualified African-American and Hispanic borrowers from 2004 through 2008.
Yeah, so they were able to nail them, and I think that this one just needs that good old signature or judge to sign off on it. But $335 million, you heard Holder there say that they were qualified. That's the key thing. We're not talking about people who weren't qualified, because remember how widespread it was with the subprime lending where too many people that weren't qualified were signed up, and that was part of the problem that sunk us terribly. This has nothing to do with it. This is others. It's the largest settlement, and the reason that we bring it up, in history over fair lending practices. So Bank of America is going to have to dig deep on this one since they inherited Countrywide. And you heard what he said. Those mortgage loans go back to 2004. So I think this was the one thing that I will agree on with Holder if they were dicey on what they were doing as far as qualifying people in and out the door. Then you look to, you know, Fannie and Freddie and some of the nonsense there. So, if they were splitting it up with Countrywide, then Countrywide needs to pay for that, or B of A, because now it's B of A. B of A needs to pay for that, and they will. And I guess in one way, the over $300 million is just a blip on the radar screen for them. This is not a blip. When I hear Fannie or Freddie even mention in conversation, it makes me automatically make the ugly face. I cringe. So bills that Democrats and Republicans offered to extend that expiring payroll tax cut would have, for the first time, diverted fees charged by Fannie and Freddie to the Treasury instead of using them to backstop defaulted loans. Because in the legislation, in those proposals, it would have raised about $38 billion over 10 years to offset the tax cut by increasing the rates that those mortgage companies charge lenders to guarantee principal and interest on home loans. Because until now, all of the money from those guarantees have gone to both of those programs to cover defaults. So with Congress struggling to reach an agreement on this whole payroll tax cut thing before the end of the year, you've got not just other lawmakers who want to see something happen, like the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who's jumping up and down in his sandbox, but you got mortgage people, trade groups, and company regulators who are raising huge, huge stinks about the revenue plan because they are questioning if it's even appropriate. Appropriate is a word you don't hear in Washington too much. To siphon funds from Fannie and Freddie in the first place to feed a government account, a general government fund, when members of both parties are pushing to reduce the government's roles in the two companies. Because what would that be known as? Government-sponsored enterprise. It seems that even the people making the legislation don't even know what the rules are. Because, see, here's the thing. The increases, if lenders pass them on to the homebuyers, would cost someone who borrows a $200,000 mortgage about $4,000 over the life of that loan. And some people say that this would cause a huge, incredible thud, drag, whatever word you want to use, on the housing market. And the fee increases come at a time when both of those companies have gotten $170 billion in money from the U.S. Treasury just to stay afloat. My God, these people are asking for money at every turn. It's like they want to buy in at the poker game, but they want us to pay for it constantly. For the last time they wanted money for bonuses so they could keep the best and the brightest helping Fannie and Freddie. Something's wrong with this picture. Help me. 800-259-5791.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. What was 2011 all about? Boy, there were some interesting things that happened, both negative and I think in the positive. Here's a negative one for me. What a blight, I believe, on our justice system. Casey Anthony found not guilty of killing her little daughter, Kaylee. And the key thing here is there is no justice for the victim. What happens to Kaylee? She's just a skeletal remains found not too far from her grandparents' house. We did a lot on the Anthony trial, talked to a lot of lawyers and a lot of other people, and a reporter who was covering that trial day after day after day after day. And as we do our year-enders at the tail end of our show in our last hour, we're going to let you hear some of the conversation with the reporter about Casey Anthony and handicapping it for us in the courtroom. Certainly November will be remembered for Penn State and the Syracuse coaches that faced the child sex abuse allegations without a doubt. That story has morphed into all kinds of things. In one way, a little bit of a positive for people coming forward, because since Penn State was such a revered institution, iconic coach who just was let go in Joe Paterno, the idea that the institution may have covered up what was happening there. And, of course, this is all unfolding now after the preliminary hearing. The right to that was waived by Jerry Sandusky, the former coach who was with Penn State for such a long time and waives his rights. While that all happens, once it goes to trial and you hear the accusers and everything, more people, more men, are coming forward to talk about abuses that they suffered at the hands of somebody in power, including a big-time Philadelphia reporter, Bill Conlon, who has men and women coming out saying that they were abused by him as children, and his own family, a niece, saying the same thing. And a lot of those people are saying they were prompted by what happened at Penn State to have the courage to come forward and say something. So maybe somebody will be spared in the future abuse as more people feel comfortable in coming forward, and perhaps it won't be 10, 20, 30 years later. It'll be after something happens so they can nab the scumbag who's perpetrating that in whatever walk of life, whether it's in a university or whether it's somebody who's a professional, a doctor, lawyer, whatever they are. Somebody in a situation usually where they can gain the trust of the kid. That's the thing. It's not the creepy guy down the lane that people are talking about with the shades drawn and the overgrown grass and all that stuff. It's not that person, usually. It's somebody that looks like they couldn't hurt a fly, that they're involved with civic organizations and other things like that. So that story was huge. To me, that would rank in the top five of what happened in 2011. And without a doubt, a lump of coal has to go to Penn State for the way they handled what happened with Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky. Somebody knew something more. Everybody's claiming innocence and saying they told somebody. But somebody, whether it was the campus police, the university president certainly was let go. They kept their mouths shut and didn't do enough to get this guy out in the light and stop future abuses, which is what I think, because it was a 30-year span that he was involved with the school. So they absolutely get a lump of coal. I almost don't want to put them in that category because it seems too nice, actually, to do that. Too nice to do that. All right, in the meantime, another big story, too, as part of our re-rack, is NASA launching the final space shuttle mission and retiring the shuttle fleet. I was so into the space shuttle and was getting close to trying to go and see one launch, but the problem is that they scuttle the shuttle launches so much. Do you like that little rhyme? They scuttle it because of the weather, and every time I was going to go down or had a chance, I couldn't do it. I would have to be there for a long time to make sure that, you know, weeks on end to make sure that that the shuttle was launched and we were there for it. So I'm sorry I missed it, but from afar got to cover it, I guess, in a way. And people forget that there was 135 missions with the space shuttles from 81 to 2001. And now a lot of those shuttles are going to be on display in the Smithsonian, for one, on the Intrepid, which is the aircraft carrier parked in Manhattan, in the Hudson. So, I mean, the space shuttle, just, I think, an incredible piece of machinery, unfortunately, that had some malfunctions with it and took some lives, too. If you remember the space shuttle that went down when it was re-entering, but when you look and you think of what they were able to do and how they put the International Space Station together and some of the major components of the shuttle, the space shuttle was partially reusable. The launch system anyway and the orbital spacecraft that was part of the human space flight experience for so long, and to me, I think it was fascinating to watch the last one and to watch in the earlier years what happened. Officially retired January 8th, 2011 with the 135th launch, rather, and that was the Atlantis. And after the Atlantis landed at the Kennedy Space Center on July 21st, that was it. It was done. Enterprise and some others had retired right before it. But the shuttle stack had three main engines that were fueled by liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen from the external tank. And the orbiter carried people in the payload and all that sort of stuff into all kinds of orbits, the Earth's low orbits, etc., in the upper atmosphere as well. And to me, just I don't want to go too deep into this, which I guess I already am, but to me, so fascinating to see. And I really got caught up in it, and I hadn't gotten caught up into the whole space thing, I think, until for some reason, really, the shuttle. And I can't wait to see them on display. I think it's great that kids will get to see the shuttles. And maybe if they don't really know much about it, they'll get to at least read about it, because I'm talking about really younger kids. And it's just it would be a neat thing for them to see and maybe be able to walk through in some cases. All right, another one bites the dust. This is big, and coming up on the flip side, I'm going to tell you who. I've asked this question before on the show. Do you think and do you care? Do you think, first of all, do you think endorsements matter? Do you think, because Mitt Romney's endorsed by the governor of New Jersey, a lot of people are going to be swayed by that and perhaps vote for Mitt Romney? Does that matter? When the Kennedy kids, Caroline Kennedy and Ted Kennedy, before he died and everything, was backing Barack Obama, did it matter to get the blessing of the Kennedys? Does that sway people into voting? Did that sway people into voting for Barack Obama? And Barack Obama had the star quality power behind him, too. A lot of folks in Hollywood pushing to get the vote out, talking to kids on campuses. One of his backers is saying that he simply failed to lead. Yeah, I call it ineffective. Who is it? What are the latest numbers? And do endorsements matter? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Not making Christmas or making nice with President Obama. What happened? Flat out, Matt Damon rips into the press, says he failed to lead. And this is what I'm talking about with this endorsement stuff, because Damon was really touting it, firing up the flames for Obama when he was running. And he says, listen, this, I've talked to a lot of people who work for Obama at the grassroots level. One of them said to me, never again, I will never be fooled again by a politician. And he said that the president doesn't have any cojones. He did an interview with Elle magazine and they talked about politics and how he was so active. And he said a one-term president with those cojones that he's talking about would have gotten stuff done. In the long run, the country would have been much better off. Guess he's not backing Obama next time around. And he says, when he was asked about the Occupy movement, which the majority of people in the Occupy movement, I've seen now some demographics on the people that are out there, and it's 22 to 43. And what Damon says is if the Democrats think they don't have a mandate, people are literally without any focus or leadership just wandering out onto the streets to yell because they're so furious. Imagine if they had a leader. How about that? It's not the first time that he's criticized the president, but this certainly was one that had a lot of teeth in it, and he was an endorser. There were a lot of celebrity, and there still are a lot of celebrity endorsements for Barack Obama, but there's one that fell to the wayside. So my question, I think, is a valid one. Do you really care? And I don't know that, you know, we've talked about people who have been endorsed by famous people, people in business, people with serious dough, people with unions behind them. What does it mean currently if you're running and you have to have a super PAC and you have to have big money because you got an incumbent president who's raising, for goodness sake, $1 billion to run? This is a known person, a known quantity, who has to raise $1 billion to run. Then you have Mitt Romney, who's taken checks from, you know, several different corporations to the tune of $1 million here, $1 million there, $1 million. I mean, this is what we are now. This is what you have to do. You got to be begging for money. You have to be a fundraiser. Maybe this is part of the problem, that somehow we got to back off of this, shed all that nonsense, forget the whole super PAC thing, smack the PAC. I mean, why do we want that? How about somebody who's not beholden to anyone, as close as you can get? That's the problem. It doesn't matter if it's me. It doesn't matter if it's you, one of the callers. You decide, okay, I want to run, and I'm going to run on this. I'm going to run on smaller government. I'm going to run on this. I'm going to run on reading the bills all the way through, not your aides. I'm going to run on immigration, that I think we shouldn't have anything akin to amnesty, and we need to have protection at the borders, or whatever it is. And then you realize that once you get on that path, you got to have money, because you can't compete in a race where you have no TV ads, no presence, billboard presence even, whatever forms of advertising, media, etc., to get your word out there. You can't go up against a heavy hitter who will crucify you with ads. So it's two things, ads, endorsements, all of that. And Obama is the prime example of it, because he had a lot of money behind him, still does. Goldman Sachs money, a lot of money. He couldn't get elected without that money, but neither could half of the Republicans who have been elected. So when we, at the end of the day, when we say we want something different, like I always say, I want the third party. What has to happen is they gotta shed the whole super PAC, the whole big bucks mentality. Then it would be a much more level playing field. Much more level. Donald Trump is a great example of the whole endorsement thing, because remember, he wanted to be the moderator of that Newsmax, was going to sponsor it, debate a couple of days after Christmas, but unfortunately for him, nobody wanted to come to the party and play other than Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. And he said at the end of moderating that debate that now has been canceled, he's not moderating it, it's not happening, that he would have said who he would endorse. So there you go. There is a prime example of that. And he says that many of the candidates went to him, that they were looking for the endorsement, they were looking for introductions to certain people, that they had all come to see him. And now, here you have Trump, after everything that's happened in the last 3 months, he might be in the race, and he announces on his television show he's not going to be in the race, then he's going to moderate a debate, and he's going to pick someone he's going to endorse, and that's not happening. And now Trump says a third-party candidate could win, because this is the bulk of the conversation that's happening away from the push for who's going to be on the Republican ticket and what the Democrats are doing. There's a big push by a couple of different groups to just flat-out back somebody and just push them to the wall and throw out a third party. And now, of course, Trump's 2 cents on this is that somebody in a third party, somebody running in the third party, could absolutely win. All right, the travesty of the week. We got to squish this one in here. And this goes along with what I said, how you feel about illegal immigration. Let me make that clear. How about Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the fact that he's now had to retire? I mean, really, the Justice Department forced his hand because of what was happening. So dozens of Sheriff Joe's jail officers lined up at a news conference in Phoenix on Wednesday to hand in their federal credentials a week after they were stripped of the ability to verify the immigration status of inmates. And Arpaio spoke at that same news conference that they held. It was very symbolic because it was such somber faces. And I mean, that's what they're backing him, basically. And he said he's gonna hold the federal government to its promise to send 50 federal agents to do the screening in his jail. He's saying that there's going to be illegal immigrants in jail who won't be deported and will be put back on the streets. And he says, I want to see how long it's going to take for 50 agents from across the country to work our jails. So he's not messing around. He wasn't messing around. They held his feet to the fire, and he decided that he's going to take them up on it. So the Department of Homeland Security announced that more than 90 of the jail officers could no longer, remember this happened back on the 15th, they couldn't check whether inmates were in the country illegally, that was breaking the law. They were profiling Latinos is what they were saying. The Department of Justice released a scathing report saying that they are profiling and basing immigration information on profiling Latinas, and that they were punishing Hispanic jail inmates for speaking Spanish and all that sort of stuff. And of course the sheriff says that's a bunch of nonsense. Of course we're not doing that. And Homeland Security is just sitting back and they're watching to see what's going to happen. This is huge because they sent a letter to John Kyle saying that they would send immigration agents to screen the inmates in that county. And the interesting thing is only one immigration and customs enforcement officer has worked at the county jail since the last week. And I think it's going to fall apart. I think it's crumbling, and he knows it. And, of course, that's why he said, okay, we're going to take you up on that then. Bring them on in. And they're going to have to figure out how to work this system, because he's been working it. He's been churning and burning. And this is a good fair or foul. Was he too over the line? Maybe some of you think that Sheriff Joe was too harsh. I think he doesn't mince words and he doesn't play politics. I like Sheriff Joe. I think some of his ideas are good ideas. I don't even think they're akin to profiling from people I know that have covered him and people that have seen him in action. I mean, he has to deal with his mess every day. He deals with it every single day. So they go after Coach Joe, but it's okay for Eric Holder, the Attorney General, to give guns, oh, that's right, he didn't know about Operation Fast and Furious, to the drug cartel, so that's okay. Uh-huh. But it's not the reverse for Sheriff Joe. I mean, come on. The problem is Sheriff Joe was in tight with the administration. He was on the wrong side of that argument, for sure. I think they're going to have big problems. Whoever they bring in, they're going to stumble, they're going to fumble, and it's a mess. But Sheriff Joe knows that. He's probably laughing and saying, hey, this is what they wanted. This is what they get. Godspeed, huh? Coming up, we're doing the numbers thing. We can count.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Topping we can count sleep. Seems it's a commodity for a lot of us. Hey, you're listening to me on America Tonight in the Overnight Highway. Are you sleeping with one eye open, listening to what we're talking about? Or are you on a third shift somewhere and you're driving home? I hope you're awake. Here's my tip for you. If you're not, chew some gum, roll down the window. And for goodness sake, if you find yourself weaving, you know, the head bob, start to do that, just pull over at a truck stop and sleep for a while. There's no shame in doing it. I had to do that several times in New York when I was going up and down the Jersey Turnpike. I never took that risk. If I was exhausted, I pulled over in one of the stops, and I would just get coffee, and I would sleep for a little bit, and then I would book it all the way back down to New Jersey, you know, from New York to New Jersey. That's what you should do. Pull over, pull over, pull over. I hate that when I see people falling asleep because I'm so worried for what could possibly happen to them and somebody else. Well, so it's no surprise. A survey from the United States and Canada found 40% of police officers had symptoms of sleep disorder, so sleep apnea and insomnia. Officers that screened positive for those two disorders were also actually likely to be burnt out, depressed, and have an anxiety order. Ugh, that can be familiar, too. Burned out, you're working too much. And over the next couple of years in this survey they did, they committed more errors, safety violations, and they fell asleep at the wheel more than sound sleepers. See, it's so weird and it's so true. And we're going to have somebody on next week actually to talk about this sleep situation, but at a sleep center and the kind of testing that they're doing. But Dr. Michael Gardner from the Center for Sleep and Neurobiology, at the University of Pennsylvania in Philly, says in general, the culture attitude of sleep, you know, the attitude of getting sleep is for the weak. Oh, I'm sorry. To me, there's nothing like sleeping in late, or that I call it the second sleep. You know, when maybe you do have insomnia, you can't sleep, and then, boom, you just make yourself lay there and you get that second sleep. Usually that's very, very deep. And they say when cops especially suffer from sleep problems, it becomes a public health and safety problem. Of course it does. And this is also goes along with something else that I happened to see earlier in the day, too, which is equally as scary. The fact that you've got police officers in that situation, but you also have flight attendants, and even worse, you have pilots who have these sleeping disorders because they half the time they don't even get a good night's sleep because they're crashing somewhere on these commuter airlines. And so it's not just the cops, we're also seeing it with the airlines too, just how dangerous it is. Tired pilots, and they'll say, you know, they're talking about rules, that the FAA issued some new rules that were aimed at these tired pilots, but the problem is most of those pilots, they're going to ask them about sleeping and they're not going to police it. I mean, because we had that regional jet that went down in Buffalo, and certainly both people were exhausted. One was working another job. So now, these years later, they're talking about what specifics are we going to put into place, what specific things. And the one thing that we're going to say is to get the 8 hours sleep. But, yeah, come on. What are you going to do, police the pilots? You're going to figure out, geez, did you get enough sleep? Because we can't have you in those jets if you don't get enough sleep. Airlines for America, it's an industry trade association, they say that the draft rules would cost airlines $2 billion a year and over time cut as many as 27,000 jobs directly tied to the industry. Most of the cost would be to hire relief pilots for longer flights and adjust schedules, including cutting back flights to some smaller cities. So you know that there's just no way that's not going to happen. No, they're not going to do that. All right, let's squeeze in another one here, another couple quickly. An attorney says a Texas jury awarded the largest verdict they ever even heard of, $150 billion to the family of a man who died 12 years ago after being set on fire as an 8-year-old. Craig Sicko says, what a name, says the punitive damage award is symbolic. The family expects none of it will be paid. The defendant is Don Wilburn Collins, and he's in prison on an unrelated charge. He was never charged and denies involvement in the 2010 death of 20-year-old Robbie Middleton. So how about that? That tops the $145 billion Florida verdict against tobacco companies in 2000. People forget about that. So, again, what did I say? $150 billion to the family of a man who died 12 years ago after being set on fire as an 8-year-old. Wow. Sad. What possibly goes through someone's mind? I mean, I don't even want to go to that place. I can't even put myself in that shoes, but I can't imagine being the family having to deal with that. Just sickening. All right, one last one, then we're going to go to Rick, who's patiently waiting on a road somewhere in Illinois. I hope he doesn't have sleep problems. Iowa, now they're saying Romney 25%, Paul 20%, and Gingrich 17%. The new Rasmussen Report survey of Iowa caucus participants shows that, yep, Romney's on top with the, now I said, the votes followed by Paul at 20%. And then you've got Newt bringing up the rear at 17%, and it drops off, obviously, from there. So it's the highest level of support yet for Romney and for Paul. How about that? Iowa's going to be very, very, very interesting. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, you have trouble sleeping, give you some Kava tea.
What's it called?
K-A-V-A.
Kava?
Yeah. The natural herb tea.
That's good
to
know.
It helps you relax and sleep before you go sleep.
Yeah. Do you get 8 hours sleep? Are you an 8 hour sleeper guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a clear conscience. I sleep good.
I like that. That's true. I think there's something to that. If you have not messed anyone over and you're as honest as you could possibly be, there is something to that because you're not thinking about what you're trying to cover up. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the cops knocking on your door or raiding your house or anything.
Yeah.
Well, I see Harmon Cain, he probably didn't get too much sleep because he's probably sleeping on the couch. But I see your... Newt Gingrich, he probably ain't getting too much sleep now because they're attacking him and calling him all kinds of names. But and then Ron Paul, he's losing his mind. Cause I never got to say it, but they said he yanked his microphone off that interview and walked out. And then they want to talk.
Yeah, he got upset.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Stomped off the stage and didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
That's not going to help him. All these reporters are going to go after him now. And hound him.
You know what? I agree with that. I agree that reporters are going to hound him, so he's going to have to figure out a way. He's going to have to figure out a way to handle that is what it comes down to. Either he's going to be able to handle it or he's not. Yeah, absolutely, because he's got to be able to get the exposure. That's the way it is. We've already pounded that to death that it doesn't matter. He has followers, but he needs to expand that. He needs to expand the followers if he has any chance of getting elected. And so he has to be able to have these conversations. And, you know, it's all about the art of spinning the conversation, kind of conversation. He's a straight shooter with what he believes. He doesn't care what somebody thinks. No matter if you or I agree with him or don't agree with him or whatever, I think he really is that guy. But then that can be a problem for you because you have to be able to handle, even if you think the questions are asinine, it doesn't matter. You've got to be able to handle it. You got to figure out a way to be able to bounce back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's kind of a loose cannon anyway, and they're going to be hounding him and hounding these questions. I think he's going to explode.
All right, so you vote for Paul. You think Ron Paul's going to explode. A lot of people think it's going to be actually Newt Gingrich that implodes before anybody. Interesting. Thanks for the call, Rick. Remember, you can send us your thoughts anytime, day or night, americatonight.net.